Affirm Press presents an unabridged recording of Here Comes the Sun, written and read by Andy McCarthy. Dear listener, before we begin, I would just like to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for purchasing this audiobook, and thank you to those who have provided words of support from all over the world since this book was released. I consider myself to be an accidental author. I only wrote this story as a way to get me through a particularly challenging time in my journey when the pressure of running a business and raising a young family sent me to quite a dark place. Putting my thoughts down on paper helped me to find a way through this darkness and to become a better husband and father. Having finished this story and shared it with some close friends, I was convinced to send it to a publisher. I figured I had done all the work and all they could do was say, no thanks. So, I was blown away to receive an email back from the CEO of Affirm Press, Martin Hughes, telling me that my story had a profound impact on him, and it was a story that must be shared with the world. Reflecting on the darkest times of my journey was a very uncomfortable experience. I spent many late nights staring at the computer screen, wondering if I would ever be able to complete the book, and whether I had the courage to share those darkest moments with others. The conversations that this book have unlocked have been heartwarming, painful, and inspiring. I hope this story will serve as a reminder that you can achieve anything you put your mind to, but also that we can only look after others when we look after ourselves first. Thanks again for your support, and I look forward to sharing my story with you. Cheers, Andy. Prologue. It started with a twitch in my left hand. Faint at first, then noticeable and uncontrollable. Then my right hand followed suit. I felt my heartbeat start to increase. My throat became dry and my chest started to tighten. I jumped out of bed, paced an anxious lap of the room, and sat back down. It was getting worse. I moved to the spare bedroom and dropped to my hands and knees in the middle of the room. Sweat started pouring down my eyebrows, nose, and chin, creating a pool on the hardwood floor. My whole body was convulsing violently at this point, and my chest had contracted so tightly that the pain was becoming unbearable. I thought I was having a heart attack. Mercifully, the chest pain started to ease. Rather than call an ambulance, I threw on my sneakers, headed out the front door in the middle of the night, and pounded the streets and laneways of Barcelona at maximum intensity. It was 2 a.m., still 30 degrees, and I had no idea where I was or how long I would be out there for. I channeled my inner Forrest Gump and just ran. When I couldn't physically run any longer, I staggered back in the door. My heart was beating so fast that it felt like it was about to burst out of my chest. I set the ceiling fan to full speed, stumbled into bed, and lay there shaking uncontrollably for what seemed like an eternity. Eventually, my body gave up, and I passed out from utter exhaustion. When I woke up, I was terrified and confused at what I had experienced. After years of hard work and perseverance, and more than an ounce of good fortune, I'd just sold the business I had started from scratch to an iconic Australian brand. It was a life-changing moment, a dream come true. It wasn't supposed to feel like this. Chapter 1. Bumpy Beginnings. If you'd met me as a 16-year-old, you wouldn't have been very impressed. And if I'd told you that I would end up in the news, you'd be forgiven for assuming that it would be for all the wrong reasons. The formative years of my childhood were far from ideal, attending school in a gritty and disadvantaged area in the northern suburbs of Geelong. My memories of the bus trip to school are filled with images of broken windows on houses, cars lifted up on blocks in the front yard, and young parents smoking at the doorstep while toddlers ran around the yard in their nappies. Passing through the suburbs of Corio and Norlane 25 years later was an eye-opening experience. The area has been cleaned up somewhat, but the sense of struggle and entrenched disadvantage is still evident. I was born to a father of Irish descent and a migrant mother, who came out from Holland as a 3-year-old for a new life in Australia, with her parents.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?